Arnold on a payphone. Which one to talk about? Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. You really calling me from a payphone? For real?
Yeah, I'm,
So you're popping quarters in even as we speak?
Yeah, I,
Wow.
Yeah, I have to,
I'm impressed, you know, this is nobody, people don't usually pay to talk to me like this, so.
Oh, well, it's,
Well, I guess technically they do, because they have to pay a phone bill once a month, but, anyway.
Well, it's 50 cents, and I'm right here in a nice, quiet lobby way of,
okay.
Central Patrol.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about you, Sloan Ranger.
You would?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You, you're a very entertaining guy. Earlier, it was, growing up with, prejudices were mentioned.
Yeah, true.
And I'd like to, ask you for your opinion on, the same-sex marriage situation.
Yeah, I gave it in the first hour, but I can give it again, too, and it's kind of, I have mixed feelings.
Okay, I really,
nah, that's okay.
That opinion, I must admit.
Hey, you paid your 50 cents, you deserve an answer, okay? I got mixed feelings on it, I really do. I am divided, and I don't know how I'm going to vote. I don't think it's a right, so I reject that argument. But at the same time, I reject the, you know, the biblical arguments, too. I don't really, whether or not the Bible condemns it or not, is not going to sway me either. My real problem with the whole thing and that bothers me about it is that I don't really think gay marriage should be the issue. I think the real issue is the destruction of heterosexual marriages with the divorce rates and the illegitimacy rates and the abortion rates, and it's this cultural rot that we face, and gay marriage just seems to be more sliding down that same horrible path, and we don't seem to be able to stop it, and that's my main frustration. And I'll probably end up... I also have a problem, though, putting it in the Constitution. I don't think it belongs in the Constitution of Missouri, so that's another stumbling block for me as far as voting for it. And is that enough thoughts for you? Because I wish I could help you make up your mind on this one, but I think it's a coin flip to me.
Well, I don't have a problem making up my mind. I was just interested in your point of view. I'll share mine very quickly. I'm sure you have a full board.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. So
okay, I'll do this very, very quickly.
The gays lit the phones tonight, so...
All right. The only argument I have is, if same-sex marriage is allowed, okay, that will enable same-sex couples, that will give couples the ability to adopt kids. I'm looking at a situation between, let's say, two gay males, okay, in a marriage, adopting a male child. I'm looking at a male child, let's say, around the age of 5 years old. Growing up, here's the situation, growing up in a household with two gay males, okay, there's the child growing up with admiration and love for those two parents, okay? And there's a huge element of influence there. My argument is, 9 times out of 10, that male child will become gay himself because of the love of the child's adopted parents and the influence of
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure it's true. I don't know if I buy it, but I do. It's one of the things that makes people uncomfortable, I guarantee
you. You know what? I've been hearing different arguments on if it's true or not, but the only thing that sticks out in my mind is flamboyance.
Yeah. You get different kind of gays. Some are extremely flamboyant. I mean, it's like village people type stuff. It's a little bit over the top and in your face, and it does tend to take... We straights don't really enjoy, you know, when the bents are that bent, you know? So,
You're right. You have your flamboyance.
Yeah.
You, other character... Other characteristics, I guess you could say.
Yeah, part of me, that's why, I mean, I'll give you my I really am on the fence on this. I'm not usually opinionated one way or another. I'd almost like to see this done on state levels. I would like to see some experimentation. I feel like there's not enough real evidence one way or another. I do think you could have some horror stories where some gays were horrible parents, but you can get that with straights too, so it's not an easy call. I do tend to think that, and now I will say a radical thing, I would rather see a child raised by gay parents than raised in a government institution. I actually believe that, you know, I think a straight marriage would probably be better for most kids, obviously, and that's the ideal. But I'd rather see them raised by a gay, even one gay parent, than left in an institution. So I tend to think the government oughtn't to be doing it, and I'd rather see it more in the family and in private individuals. But, you know, that's just me, I guess.
Hey. That's an interesting statement. Hey, Sloan, I've been described as being homophobic and what have you, but I mean, individuals ask for an opinion on the subject, and I give them an opinion. I give them my thoughts.
Look, how can we be homophobic? We can beat up most gay guys. We're not afraid of them. Hey, give me a break.
Hey, take care, Sloan.
Appreciate it. Thanks much. We actually are not afraid of gays. We just think it's yucky, okay? You know, that's all. It's not a fear. It's more like, yee. It's like if somebody brought to me, you know, dead animal parts. Would I be afraid of the dead animal parts? I don't know if it's a fear or not, but it's more like, yuck, get those away from me. You know what I mean? Let's try and understand what's really going on. Anyway, I'm sure I'll get in trouble for these comments, but that's my job.